Dictation for Sylvia, SYLV as in Victor, IA, Martin, MARTIN, May 30, 25, address as a letter, Dr. Ferguson, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a follow-up for Mrs. Martin, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, COPD, CHF, last visit in March, severe edema, lower extremities, dry sores without drainage, comes accompanied with daughter, has memory issues and hard of hearing, recently evaluated emergency room, she was sitting on the chair, he gave up, fell backwards, woke up negative, no loss of consciousness, fracture of focal deficits. This was at emergency room at Carson. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denied chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen or orthopnea, PND. Other review system is negative, medication list review. Prior diuretics discontinue, remains on Coric, a low dose as well as cholesterol. Today, weight 146, blood pressure 160/683. No JVD, no RALWISes, no consolidation pleural effusion. No ascites, tenderness, or masses, 4+ edema, scaly changes, no gross cellulitis. Next paragraph, chemistries, August, creatinine 1.6. Very slowly progressive, for the most part stable. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Present GFR 29, stage 4. Calcium, albumin, phosphorus, normal, anemia 11.5, also low platelet count, is mild, not persistent. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD is stage 4. For the most part, it's stable. There is no indication for dialysis. Continue restricted diet, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, fluid. Presently off diuretics, monitor lower extremity edema, present potassium acid base normal, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, nutrition is normal, there has been no need for phosphorus binders. She has underlying COPD CHF, does not require oxygen. Blood pressure in the office is high, predominant systolic, this needs to be monitored by family member. All issues discussed, end of dictation.